Let's see. Montez is calling us from Texas. Hi, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Wright. I've just discovered you this morning, and I'm very happy. Thank you for taking my call. I was ordering the five-seed oil from Synergistic Nutrition, and the gentleman there called Sam turned me on to your show, so I'm very happy. I have an issue. About 5-6 years ago, I started to get arrhythmias. And, of course, I went from cardiologist to cardiologist, and they decided, oh, my heartbeats are very low during the morning, and I need a pacemaker, and I don't know how they convinced me. They kept telling me I was going to die in my sleep if I didn't have this pacemaker, and I've never been well since this pacemaker. Can I get this darn thing out of my body?
If I were to work with you, which, by the way, you've got doctors in Texas who do a very, very good job, too. I'll tell you how to find them if you wish to find them. But if I were to do it, first thing I would want is, okay, where's all the records on the tests that were done that showed you about the heart being so low in the morning? Where's those records? Where's the copies of reports? Where's anything else that was done to diagnose this thing? And oddly enough, in reading through those, I and most doctors who know what they're doing in natural medicine can get a very good idea of what some alternatives might be. Now, occasionally we can't get any good idea, but very frequently we can. And then the thing to do, of course, would be to apply some of those remedies before you even thought of getting the pacemaker gone. So, yes, there are things that can be done, is what I'm saying, but it really has to be based on what were all the tests, what did those tests show, and so forth, before you can proceed. Now, there in Texas, you have a very, very good doctor. I don't know how far he is from Fort Worth, but can you write down the name? L-E-E is the first name.
Lee, Dr. Lee?
Nope, okay. That's the first name. And his second name is
Dr. Lee.
And the second name is Cowden.
Oh, Cowden?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I know several years ago, but I'll try again. I had called his office, and he was not taking any patients, Lee Cowden.
I believe he is now. I could be wrong, but I know he's working with patients. And oh, okay. And then there's an organization. Let's just say he isn't. There's an organization to which doctors who do this thing, sort of thing, belong. And you just go online to all the W's and ACAM.org. And they have a website that tells you how to find one of their doctors in your area.
Okay, but have you personally heard of anybody that has successfully removed the pacemakers?
No, but what I have heard of is people who've been told they needed a pacemaker who had natural medicine applied and didn't have that recommendation made anymore because their problem cleared up.
Yeah, I don't think that I needed one. I don't know. I've been sick ever since I've had this thing, and I was so much healthier before that. I know I was exercising a lot at the time, doing a lot of spinning classes, and the palpitations started. So, you know, I just don't believe I needed it, actually. And having a foreign body, foreign stuff in your body is not good anyway.
No, it's not. And one other name for you, ma'am, and you're not that far from Houston, is John Trowbridge, T-R-O-W, and then Bridge, T-R-O-W, Bridge.
T-R-O-W, Bridge?
Yes, and he's in a suburb of Houston, not the city itself, but a suburb.
Yeah, it's like 4 or 5 hours drive. But I'll try Dr. Cowden, his office again, and see if he's taking new patients. But I really appreciate all your help, sir. And I will be listening to your show every Saturday.